Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he's closing an investigation launched 2 years ago involving donations from utility executives to Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. At issue is whether those donations influenced Doyle appointees in the Public Service Commission to reverse themselves and approve the sale of the Kewaunee nuclear plant to an out-of-state company. Commissioners said they changed their minds because the utilities made several changes to their application. Attorney General Van Hollen says he found no evidence that the governor's office improperly influenced the PSC in any way. Doyle told reporters he's not surprised.
Well, I know nobody did anything wrong. I understood that in a political year there was all these kinds of accusations and innuendos that were made, and that's why it was fine for anybody to look at what happened. I know who the leadership of the Public Service Commission. I know how they make their decisions, and I don't think there was any legitimate claim that they'd ever done anything wrong, and I think this verifies that.
The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Watchdog Group, which initially questioned the donations to Doyle, says it's still glad it called attention to them. Director Mike McCabe says the timing of the donations and the commission's actions creates an appearance of impropriety.
I have to respect their finding that no laws were broken. I do have to say that I think there's often a difference between what's legal and what's right.
This is the second time this year the governor has been vindicated of alleged wrongdoing. In April, an appeals court acquitted a state worker who was accused of steering a contract to a major Doyle donor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.